This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green. See them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're not getting a little bit of blue, we're getting some gray. We've had some great rain overnight, and that's really going to help to motivate your lawn to green up, the trees to finish opening up their leaves, and then maybe the weather will settle down and we can get the planting done. We're a week away from the big holiday where traditionally those of us that live in the northern third of the country, that's when we do our planting. Some years we're fortunate that we can get the garden planted earlier. And this year it just didn't happen. The weather's just been cold. And now that, let's hope that things will settle down. But in the meantime, we're here for you this morning. Our number is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. And if you need some help, some motivation, some ideas on what you can do around your home, give us a call. We're here to help you. And we're looking forward to a good week for the hall next weekend and Monday. It's going to be the beginning of the vacation season for a lot of people. School's coming to an end for a lot of us. A little bit delayed because of the amount of weather-related days off. But things will settle down, and before long we'll be complaining that it's just too hot. But in the meantime, let's get the garden ready, get your containers ready, so that they'll look really good for you. One of the things that really helps a great deal when you're planting containers, whiskey barrels, window boxes, any kind of clay or ceramic pots that you're keeping on your deck or porch, on the patio, the entrance of your home, on the stairs, by the street, they're more difficult to water. And, you know, you just can't rely on the rain alone. And they need to be a little extra care given to them. And one thing that I do every single year before I plant, I'll take my trowel, I'll loosen up the soil and break up any of the roots on the plants that were there in previous years and chop it up really good. I'll add some compost to it. If you have a compost pile, take it right out of there and blend it right in. Or you can buy bags of compost. You can use animal manure, but recondition the soil. You don't have to dump it out and buy a new bag. That soil, as long as you condition it, can be used over and over and over for many, many years. Add a little bit of soil moist granules. And the soil moist granules will help to retain moisture in that soil. So that during the heat of July and August, you won't have to water as often. And a whiskey barrel, for example, all you need is one tablespoon. That's it. Because it will expand 200 times. So you sprinkle it, along with your compost or manure, blend it in really well, get it loosened to a foot deep, and then you're ready to plant. A little bit of fertilizer, and you're ready to go to enjoy a beautiful flowering container, or even a tomato plant. Maybe some lettuce around the edges. But it's that time of the year, we need to get into the garden. And, you know, if you're still a little bit cold where you are and you're concerned about plants like tomatoes and peppers, like I am, I'm going to wait till next weekend to get that in. But your cold weather crops, things like broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, celery, Brussels sprouts, they can all be put in right now. And they'll tolerate the cold nights that we're still getting. And where I live here in Maine, on Thursday, we went down to 38 degrees. I mean, there just seems to be no end to this. But at least there are fewer of those cold evenings there. And it's a little bit cool this morning with that rain that we had last night. It's a good soaking rain. So, but you can get in all of your peas. That likes the cool weather. They'll grow a lot faster when it's cool like this. Your lettuce seeds can be planted right now. Seeds like collard greens, kale can also be planted. And, you know, give it, if where you live is warm, then get your tomatoes in, get your peppers in, and all of your vine crops like cucumbers and squash and melons, get them all planted. I'm going to wait another week. My ground is still a little bit cold, so I'm going to hold off on those warm weather crops, but try to get everything else in while the weather is working for you. And if your soil is sandy, put some of that soil moist in there. That will really help to cut back on the amount of watering that you need to do. And condition your soil. The first thing that we really need to do to the garden every year is to take a soil test. It doesn't have to be done every year, but every other year anyways, to know what the acidity level is or what the pH. And you want to get around 7. If you're a 6.5, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. So you may need to add some lime. And you want to get that down before you plant. Just take a spreader, go right over the garden with it, and kind of scratch it in a little bit. And as soon as we get rain after you've applied it, it will change the acidity level. And it will help things to grow a lot better. And lime is something that's really important for your lawn. What a lot of you don't know or realize, if your soil is on the acidity level, it's less than 7, you know, 6, 5.5, and you're seeing that you have moss growing in your lawn, that's the visual sign that your lawn is too acidic. The other sign that's visual is the lawn is thin. You're getting dandelions and other broadleaf weeds. You're getting crabgrass more than your neighbor does. That's a signal that your soil is on the acidic side. Weeds of all type, broadleaf as well as grassy weeds, like crabgrass, prefer an acidic soil. So if you lime your lawn on a regular basis, keep the soil pH as close to 7 or 6.5 as you can, you'll have a better lawn, you'll have fewer weeds, you'll have fewer crabgrass plants coming up in your lawn. So lime right now is probably more important than fertilizer on your ground, in your vegetable, flower, perennials, around your shrubs, around your trees, and on your lawn, than actual fertilizer. Bring up that pH. get that soil as close to neutral as possible. There are a couple exceptions. Blueberries. They like it acidic. So don't put any lime on blueberries. Also, if you want to have a blue hydrangea, don't put the lime near it. Now, one thing that I learned in college was that rhododendrons, azaleas, mountain laurel, all of your yews and junipers, they're all plants that will tolerate the acidity. But if you have mountain laurel that's not blooming, if you have rhododendron, azaleas that are not blooming, even hollies that are not blooming and making the red berries, it could be that the soil is too acidic. They will tolerate it. They'll grow. They'll look good. But if your soil is near neutral, you'll have more flowers on your rhododendron, on your azaleas, mountain laurel, and on your hollies, and more red berries. I'm not saying lime them every year, but lime them on a regular basis. Every 2, every 3 years. But your lawn, keep it as sweet as possible, and use the new lightning lime or the turf turbo. A lot easier. One bag does 5,000 square feet and it only weighs 40 pounds. And you get results in less than a couple of weeks. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you need some help, 855-660-4261. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Nathan, who do we have up first today?
Audrey in Kittery.
Audrey from Kittery, New Hampshire. Good morning.
Kittery, New Hampshire. Kittery, Maine.
Kittery, Maine. That's right. What's the matter with me? I guess it's too early.
Well, I know it. It is pretty early. But you know what? You and I are on the same page. I was holding my call to ask you about conditioning my garden. And you've already told me here in your first talk. So my gardens are raised gardens.
Okay.
And I have one probably 4x4, 6x5x5, something like that.
Okay.
In the big one. And then I have a 8x2 garden.
Okay.
Raised garden. So to condition that, both of them, I need to get some compost. And I use soil moist anyway, and I need a fertilizer, I believe, but I don't have any kind of a tester.
A soil tester?
Soil tester, yeah.
Okay.
So I've never used one, and I don't know if I'd, you know, I don't know.
Some of the nurseries will actually do a soil test for you for free.
Oh,
so
okay.
Wherever you go to buy your plants, ask them if they do a soil test.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay.
You know, a lot of the nurses will have looks like a fishing tackle box. And in there, they'll have all of the liquids that they need to check for your pH and lime. But I would ask them if they could do that. Now, you're lucky because a raised bed is going to grow plants quicker than a bed that's in the ground. And the reason is your soil is about 4 to 5 inches higher out of the ground than the rest of the ground. So it warms up earlier in the year. So if you like your cold weather crops, like broccoli and cauliflower, celery and Brussels sprouts and peas and lettuce, you can usually plant in that bed sooner than directly into the ground. And the plants are going to mature quicker because the bed itself is raised and the heat not only can enter through the top, but through the sides of your raised bed. So you've got a little bit advantage of your neighbors and friends in your garden. You add soil moist. That's good. When was the last time, Audrey, that you limed your garden?
I never did.
I think it's time. Now, go to your local garden center, and you can buy 5-pound bags of lime. And that would be enough for all of your beds because they're not very big. And a 5-pound bag of lime will be enough to do a couple hundred square feet. So I would just take that bag, sprinkle it and over all of the beds and use the whole 5 pounds. Scratch it in, and then you can plant and fertilize, and you're ready to go. But, you know, it doesn't have to be limed every year, but every 2 or 3, it will help to prevent it from getting too acidic. And the thing that happens is, if we don't lime and the soil becomes acidic, the acidity that's in the ground will grab a hold of the food that you put down every single year, and it will hold on to it, and it won't let your plants get it. So your plants are hungry. They're not growing like they should, and you say, I already fed them. Why aren't they growing? It's because of the acidity. It wraps that fertilizer with like a skin, and the root can't get to it. So that's why it's important that you put lime down in your vegetable garden. And one of the main things that it does that really helps, if you like tomatoes, if you've ever gone in your garden and you see a nice red tomato, you pull it off and the bottom is all black. That's because your soil is too acidic. And it's not something that you can save. You see it, even when it's green, pull it off and throw it away. Because it's caused by the soil being too acidic, and you just need to add some lime to it. Fertilizer.
Well, I have never had a tomato with a black bottom.
Good. That's a great sign. So,
but I'll still put a 5-pound bag of.
Yeah, I would. I mean, lime. It will not hurt it. It's going to raise that pH, and it may speed up that process.
Okay,
now,
good.
There's a couple of things that you can do. There's a product called Protilizer, and it's made by Natural Alternative, and I've been using it in my garden for the last 3 or 4 years, and every year when the season ends, the garden is in better shape than the year before, because it builds colonies of beneficial microbes in the ground. And your plants do so much better.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035.
That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Cat Club. We're here to help you out today. The number here, 855-660-4261. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Don in New Hampshire.
Don from New Hampshire, good morning. How can we help you out with your garden today?
Good morning, Paul. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. I have a potted fig tree. It's about 10 years old. The trunk is about 4 inches in diameter, 3 feet high. You take it out of the garage every spring.
Yep.
It gave us 400 figs last year. So it's been,
wow.
Oh, yeah, it's been amazing, and I've been adding this form of, tree and shrub fertilizer to it, so it's doing great. But this year when I brought it out, when I started to add water to it to get it to sprout out, the water was pooling, so I figured it was root bound. So I took it out of the pot, and I trimmed it like I do my bonsai and put it back in, and I'm still having no success in getting these leaves to sprout out, and it appears that it's dormant. It's taking water fine, but I just don't know where to go from this now. It's just sitting there right now. The branches are all supple. The roots look healthy and whatever, but I'm kind of shy. I don't know what to do with it now.
Okay. Is it still in the garage or is it in your home?
Oh, no. It's outdoors. Outdoors.
Okay.
It's been out 3 weeks or so, and I've tried everything to get this thing to sprout out the leaves. It tries to sprout out at the end of every branch, but then the leaves curl up and they dry up and they drop off, and it's not appearing to do anything. But it's still taking water.
Right, right. Okay, well, I mean, it's still cold outside, and, you know, that's part of the reason. And I'm in Maine, so I'm not that far from you. And if you compared the amount of foliage on the trees in my house in Kennebunk to, let's say, Manchester, New Hampshire, their leaves are bigger, and there's more of them.
I've got another fig tree. It's exactly like it, and it's all sprouted out right now. I have two fig trees.
Okay, so one is good, and the other one is...
The other one is fine.
Okay. Have you fed it yet?
Oh, I fed it this Boma, yes.
Okay. Why don't you... Do you have any liquid food?
I can guess some, sure enough.
Okay, Espoma makes a fertilizer called Grow and one called Bloom. And I would get a bottle of the Grow liquid. It's water soluble. You mix it in a watering can. Just pour it on, and that way the plant can absorb it instantly. A granular food is released slowly. So it could be that the plant just needs a big punch to wake it up and to get it going. And I'm sure once we get some nice sunny days, a little bit more heat, that it's gonna leaf out for you.
So you don't think I should trim the ends at all or cut it back a little bit?
I don't think it's going to do a heck of a lot. But if when you scratch the stems, there's green underneath the stems, right?
Oh, yeah. So it shows green right at the end where it keeps dry. It dies, the leaves come out at the end, and it shows that it's dying, but it's all green around the base of it. So
okay.
It's trying to do something. But now the lower buds, usually you see the buds coming out or the sprouts coming out below the end of the actual limb. I don't see any sign of that right now.
But the other plant that was cared for exactly the same and the same age is full of leaves.
Oh, yeah. It's not the same age. It's probably, that someone's only about 4 years old. But, yeah, it sprouted right out. It's beautiful. It's about 5 feet high now, and the leaves are going like crazy.
Okay. I would try a liquid food, see what happens. If you want to prune it back a little bit, I mean, I wouldn't do a drastic cut on it, but I would, you know, prune it back maybe a couple of inches on all of your branches to try and see if you can pop some of the secondary buds on that plant. I would hit it with a liquid food and just hope we get some sun and some warmer temperatures to really get it motivated. Talk to it every now and then and say, hey, what's going on? Wake up here.
Oh, yeah, it's an old friend. You know, we do talk to our friends. So
right. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I would try that. I wouldn't give up on it. I wouldn't do a major pruning on it yet. I would just tip it to try and wake up all of those secondary buds. And by using a liquid organic food with the beneficial microbes, the Espoma Grow, I think you're going to see that it's going to pop those buds and keep them nice and green.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. I'll give it a shot. I'll let you know how I make out. How's that?
Yeah, definitely. I'd really like to know, and because there's nothing better than picking a fresh fig from a plant. Everybody thinks that a fig tastes like the traditional Fig Newton cookies. It's got a whole different taste and an awful lot better.
Absolutely. I agree with you. Well, thank you for the call. Thank you for taking my call, I should say.
I thank you for calling, and you have a great weekend. Think positive. It's going to break open, and you'll be ready to go before you know it.
Thanks, Paul. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. If you need some help, call us. We have some open lines, and we're here to help you out. Nathan, who's up next?
Jan's over in New Hampshire.
Jan from New Hampshire, good morning. How can we help you this morning with
How
your
are
gun?
You?
Good. How
Very
are you, Jan?
Good. Thank you. Great. I have a couple of questions, if you don't mind. First of all, I have a raised bed. It's about 2x8 also.
Okay.
I just heard that of the lady. And what happened was I have two wood stoves. And my brother was emptying one of the wood stoves, and he thought it'd be great to just dump a 5-gallon bucket of potash in the raised bed. And I thought, ooh, I think that's too much.
Yep.
But he did, it's in a big pile. So I tried to scoop a lot of it out. Is that going to do something? Is it going to damage? Is it going to...
Did you get most of it out?
Probably three-quarters.
Three-quarters, okay. Luckily, you got three-quarters out. But I'll tell you what happened to me. And you can use my example. When I first got a wood stove for my house, when I lived in Massachusetts, to just cut back on the cost of heating, we burnt 3 cords of wood that year. And every time I cleaned the stove, I threw it all in my vegetable garden, 25 feet by 25 feet. I went to plant the garden and worked that wood ash into the ground, added my fertilizer, planted, and my plants sat there. My tomatoes, by June, were probably 18 inches tall, and everything just didn't grow at all. And I took a soil test of my garden, and when we began the hour, I told you it had to be around 7. But most of us are around 6, so if we add some lime, we bring it back up to 7. Because I added too much wood ash to it, and I mean I added a lot of wood ash, it went from 6.5 to 12.5. And what I had to do, and the garden never really recovered totally until the following year, you need to buy a fertilizer to acidify the soil. So you need to do it the opposite of making the soil sweeter. Now, if you go to your local garden center, Espoma, the people that make Hollytone and Plantone, they have a fertilizer to make hydrangeas blue, and it's called Soil Acidifier. And you use it around blueberries. You can use it on rhododendrons and azaleas. But in your case, you need to use it in your vegetable garden, in that planting bed. And they have it in a 5-pound bag. I think it's a small bag. Just follow the recommendations on it. And then it will change that pH. It's gone too sweet. Bring it back towards neutral, and you should be okay. But by getting 95% of it out, you did good. So if you have a regular bucket that you would use outside, okay, that's probably 2.5 gallons. And a 2.5 gallon bucket will normally change the acidity for 500 square feet, which is 500 square feet is 50 feet
wow.
by 10.
Wow.
So he put a lot in there. So by you getting 3/4 out, that's great. What I would do.
Now, He didn't mix it. He just poured the bucket in there, and that's why I was able to kind of scoop it out.
Right. So take
But the rain and everything kind of washed it in.
I would take a bamboo rake up, and just rake it right out of the garden into the walkway or onto the lawn and get as much of it more out that you can. Get blue hydrangea.
Okay.
Yeah. Get that blue hydrangea, soil acidifier, put that on there, and then work it in with a pitchfork or your shovel, and then plant, and you should be okay.
I actually have some of that, so I will use that. How much would I use for that? It's like 2 by 8, maybe?
So 16 square feet. I would think.
Yeah, about that.
I would put a couple good handfuls anyways.
Okay, 2 handfuls, okay.
Yeah, sure, now, you know, 2 big mounded. So my hand is bigger than yours, so probably your hand put 3 of them.
Okay, 3 handfuls, okay. And what about the rest of it? I have a lot of potash, and because I've saved it, and I do have a good acre of lawn in the front and the back.
Okay.
So can I just spread that evenly without damaging the lawn?
Oh, sure. See, potash is a fertilizer that helps a plant to fight disease. So when you look at a bag of food, you have 3 numbers on it. The first one is nitrogen. And that fertilizer makes the plant green. It helps it to grow. So when you buy a lawn food, for example, in the first number is going to be 25 to 35 on it. So that means that, let's say it says 30. You have 30% of nitrogen in that bag. And that will make the grass green. It will help it to grow. The second number is phosphorus. And phosphorus is the fertilizer that helps the plant to make a better root system. It also encourages to make flowers and the fruit that will result when your flowers are pollinated. And your third number is to help the plant to be better able to fight disease problems when it's in your garden. So take that product, spread it on your lawn thinly. I mean, don't just dump it. Spread it on nice and thin. If you don't have a spreader, take it in your hand and just throw it in waves. And just
now,
walk.
I have one more question about butterfly bush.
Okay,
can I ask you that question?
Why don't you hold on? We're coming up to a break. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve of the 1913 through lies. You create 9-11. Through 9-11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Jan, and she has a question about her butterfly bush. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning. So my butterfly bush looks dead, and I'm not sure if I killed it or not because I trimmed it back in the fall. Not too much. I just trimmed like maybe a third. And I think maybe I trimmed it at the wrong time.
You sure did. Now, is there anything coming out of the ground?
It looks like weeds. Doesn't look like the butterfly bush, you know,
yeah.
Plant.
I would not give up on it. I was in the Manchester, New Hampshire area yesterday doing a consultation, and the home that I went to, they had a butterfly bush, and at the base of the plant, it was about an inch and a half of new growth, maybe even less than that. The whole top of it is dead, which is perfectly natural. A butterfly bush in the Northeast, where you get a lot of cold weather, will usually die right down to the ground. And then all you do is cut off all of that dead growth, and the new growth will come. If you have,
shall we do that now?
Take all of the dead off of the plant right down to the ground and put a stick or something there so that you know that that's where the butterfly bush plant was. Now,
okay.
If we have a normal winter where it doesn't get as cold as it did this year, and where you don't get cold, hot like we did during March and April, where we had snow in late April and cold weather too. Sometimes the bottom third of the plant will survive the winter, and I've seen that happen many, many years. So you never cut back a butterfly bush until the springtime when it makes the new growth. If you prune it in the fall, you have made openings like a wound. And when the wind blows through that plant, because the butterfly bush where you cut it didn't have a chance to make a scab to block off that wound from the weather, when the wind goes across your yard, it will pull the moisture out of the branches and your stems of your butterfly bush, slowly killing it from the top, working its way down by just pulling all of the moisture out of it and drying it out. So next year, leave it alone and don't prune it until we get into the month of May or you start to see new shoots developing from the branches made the previous year. But okay, by you pruning it, you made all of these ports where the wind could suck the moisture out of it.
Mm. Should I fertilize? So
I would use a good liquid food on it now to try and stimulate it. See, we have granular and we have liquid. A granular is normally a long-term fertilizer, so it feeds the plant slowly over 6, 7, 8 weeks. A liquid is water-soluble, and water-soluble means that the plant can absorb it quickly. It's soluble, and it can be eaten by the plant. So you get a product like the Espoma Grow or the Espoma Bloom. You put it on there, and the second it hits the roots can use it. While the granular, you put it down, you need the rain to change the powder to a liquid, and then slowly it's going to be absorbed. So you need action now.
Okay, so I bought some of that protolizer. Mm-hmm. Can I use some of that on there?
Oh, yeah, protolizer is the best. Yeah,
okay,
mix some of the protolizer with some water and give the plant a good soaking. And, you know, anything else in your garden that needs a good start, the protolizer is our best new technology fertilizer that we have today. Protolizer is made up of 60 beneficial microbes, and when you use it, you establish colonies in your soil, and your ground gets better and better every single year. To me, it's one of the best products.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.